that it is impossible to kill a man she cannot find. Time passes, but Jezebel remains the same, only more wicked now than she had been, gloating over her most recent triumph, the matter of Naboth and the stolen vineyard. But the God who sees all things, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the one called Yahweh, has his eye on Jezebel and her wicked husband. And this God rouses his servant Elijah, saying, "Go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He is now in Naboth's vineyard, where he has gone to take possession of it. Say to him, 'This is what the Lord says. Have you not murdered a man and seized his property? This is what the Lord says. In the place where dogs licked up Naboth's blood, dogs will lick up your blood. Yes, yours.' And also, concerning Jezebel, the Lord says, 'Dogs will devour Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel.'" King though he is, Ahab hardly dares carry the news of this latest threat back to the queen. To his surprise, Jezebel merely throws back her head and laughs when she hears it. She laughs so long and so hard, he thinks she might never stop. Years pass. One day, Ahab rides out to battle with Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. "I will enter the battle in disguise," he tells Jehoshaphat, "but you can wear your royal robes." The witless Jehoshaphat does precisely what Ahab instructs. Meanwhile, their enemy, the king of Aram, instructs his commanders,
"Don't fight with anyone, small or great, except Ahab, the king of Israel. As soon as he is finished, the battle will be finished."
When the soldiers spot Jehoshaphat, decked out in royal robes, they assume they have found their target. But when Jehoshaphat cries out in his own defense, they realize their mistake. Leaving him alone, they keep up the hunt for Ahab. Then an archer shoots an arrow, seemingly at random. It sails swift and straight through long ranks of men until at last it reaches its target, the disguised King Ahab, piercing him between sections of his armor. Mortally wounded, Ahab screams at his chariot driver, ordering him to flee the fighting. Propped up like a broken banner, the king dies slowly, the lifeblood draining out of his wound and onto the chariot floor. Carting the body of their once great king to his palace, his soldiers leave the chariot to be washed in a pool that prostitutes frequent. Then the dogs lick up Ahab's blood, just as Elijah's God had foretold. More years pass. By now, Elijah has gone to heaven, and his understudy Elisha has taken his place. Though Jezebel's son Joram is reigning in Ahab's place, Elisha gives secret orders for a bold man named Jehu, a commander in Joram's army, to be anointed the new king of Israel. Elisha appoints an understudy, another prophet, to perform this dangerous task. As soon as the man is able to locate Jehu, he whisks him off to an inner room, pours oil onto his head, and then quickly declares, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I anoint you king over the Lord's people, Israel. You are to destroy the house of Ahab, your master, and I will avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the Lord's servants shed by Jezebel. The whole house of Ahab will perish. As for Jezebel, dogs will devour her on the plot of ground at Jezreel, and no one will bury her." Then the prophet opens the door of the room in which Jehu has...